Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
Welcome in. This is Coffee Break. I'm Troy Shockley. Thanks for joining us on this frigid Monday morning. Sheriff Coroner Leo Dutton here to chat with us today. Sir, how are you?
I'm well. Kind of cold this morning, but yeah. You know, it's coming on to winter.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit cold, and you know what? They ran out of coffee just as the sheriff got here. So, you know, that's not starting off this thing very well for us.
No, I felt like Yosemite Sam coming in here. I hate that rabbit.
We're gonna take a break, though, in a little bit, and I'm going to make sure we get the sheriff some coffee. That's all we have to pay him to come in here to chat with us. First off, though, it's Veterans Day, of course. I know a special day for you in law enforcement because there's certainly a brotherhood when it comes to law enforcement and the military.
There really is. And I try to hire as many vets as I can. Plus, we honor their service because we hope to have their six while they're overseas or they're gone, protecting their loved ones. So it's a case of where you put your life on the line, and we understand that. And they have a kindred spirit there.
Yeah, you do have a lot of veterans on the force, don't you?
Yeah, between the detention and the patrol or the sworn, quite a few.
Which, I mean, what does that bring to your department? I mean, that it's got to bring, obviously, a special skill set and mentality, but I'm sure it brings a lot of things that are positive to your work environment.
Yeah, way more positive than anything negative, I tell you. It's the ability to understand and follow the command structure, ability to be able to provide leadership, knowing what you're given a task for and accomplish it, and have core values. I know that I talk about those quite a bit, but understanding what the basics are and how to go about doing the job, but not just that, but looking out for the person on your right and on your left, making sure they're covered as well as you are, and moving forward as a team. And that's what I really appreciate about people who come out and are veterans that understand the value of team. It's not an individual sport. Yes, you are required to do the job on your own, but it's also a team atmosphere where we're as strong as our weakest link.
Yeah. Well, and in terms of just logistics, I guess today folks just need to watch out for anyone. I know we had folks out there placing flags. We're going to have them picking them up. We're going to have parades in various communities. I mean, folks just need to be aware because there is extra activity today.
There is extra activity of the gravesite, putting out flags, as you mentioned. We'll be having a parade in East Helena today at 11, and then a remembrance ceremony at 3 at the Memorial Park here in Helena. So if you're going to those areas, stop in. You know, a lot of people think Veterans Day, it's a good day off, good day hunting. But if you haven't in the last couple of years gone to a parade or paid your respects in some way, do so now. These people sacrifice a lot. They leave their home for sometimes a year, sometimes 2 years. They leave their children and their spouse. It is a substantial sacrifice, even if they never see combat. Mm-hmm. The idea of you being gone for a long time and your home life goes on. Things still need to be fixed. The gutters need to be cleaned. The furnace needs to be fixed. All those things that you put off when you left, yeah, that you didn't want to do, they still need done. And it's an awesome deal. I don't know if some people really understand until they do it. I'm not a vet. I've been in law enforcement, counting the reserves, about 34 years. So I understand the idea of sacrifice. Even being an EMT, paramedic, or a first responder, you get up and you leave right in the middle of an anniversary dinner. You get up and leave right in the middle of a birthday party of your kids. But these guys get up and leave, and they don't come back. And some of them don't come back at all. So when you speak of kindred spirit, yes, it is. And today's the day. This is their day. Let them see you.
Yeah, and it's one of those days where you said, you know, go and pay your respects. Even if you don't have anybody in your family or somehow aren't connected even, I think everybody in Montana seems to be connected somehow to a military member. But even if you're somehow not, you know, it's a good day to stop on by and just give a thanks. Even if you don't know the name on that tombstone, even if you don't know anybody, it's I went to the East Coast with my grandfather here not too long ago for an honor flight, and it was pretty special to go to Arlington National Cemetery. And
that is neat, isn't it?
The Vietnam War Memorial. Yep. And there are names that, for whatever reason, just kind of jump out. And I think it's worthwhile to stop and just remember those people. You don't know them, but nope. But they gave their lives for you.
Yeah, they did. So, you know, the Vietnam vet, they went to a war that wasn't popular, and they came back that they weren't popular.
Yeah.
They've done their best to make sure that other vets that come back are greeted warmly at the airport, have things done for them. And I wasn't old enough to go to Vietnam. I was a kid when that was going on, and probably 14, 15 years old, and the peace movement was on. You know, it's one of these things that the United States has, is the ability to express yourself no matter what you want to do. And they're protecting your right. We in the peace officer are protecting your right to do that as well. But remember, someone had to stand up and say, the line forms here, you're not coming across that. Now, whether you're doing it for yourself or honor God, country, all of those kind of things, that what matters is that you went, that you do those kind of things, that somehow you paid back. Someone paid the ultimate price. There's no way to buy that, but all you have to do is say thanks. That's all.
And you can do that today. I know the Legion and different officials have really kind of put the word out for Vietnam veterans to show up at the memorial today at 3. They sort of made that a special point. They're trying to get the Vietnam veterans out there today. So if for no other reason, head on over to Memorial Park today, 3 o'clock, and just say thank you to some of the Vietnam veterans there. When I was over on the East Coast, actually, it was pretty special to see there were people at some of the memorials would come up to the Vietnam guys and just tell them, you're not forgotten. And that was really special. Yep. Just to see the look in their eyes.
Yeah.
To hear that from somebody. So go and tell somebody today that, you know, tell a Vietnam veteran that thank you and that you respect what they did and you're appreciative. It's going to really, really matter to them. Chatting this morning with Sheriff Leo Dutton on Coffee Break. Sheriff, how did the winter weather go this weekend? I mean, we always see when the first few bad weekends come in, we always have accidents.
Well, you know,
so we might as well shift to something else. We could talk Memorial Day the whole show.
We could. I was laughing because we got an early start on winter this year. So this isn't the first snow. The first snow was about a month ago.
I know.
That's why I was laughing. I went, well, we got a little early warning this time.
Yeah. But the roads seemed to be a little bit more squirrely this weekend.
They were.
Just
because of
the
colder temperatures.
Yeah.
We had the moisture and colder temperatures. Those things come about. And what I saw this morning was people slowed down. If I had a free ice cream sticker, I'd be handing it out a bunch. But they were doing well. I was driving on the interstate and got off, and people were slowing down to get off, not driving at their normal speed or even the posted speed limit. I was proud of them. I thought that was awesome that they would slow down knowing that the coefficient of friction has been substantially reduced with the colder temperatures. But unfortunately, sometimes that people don't realize you can't stop, or some unforeseen circumstance, someone who can start out will dart out in front of you. And normally, in normal circumstances, you can step on the brake and avoid the crash. But in these times, you cannot. So if you're traveling, be prepared for the other person. It might be that they don't see you and they pull right out in front of you. Those are the things that you need to be aware of. A lot of people say, I'm a good driver. By golly, you are.
Yeah.
But somebody is whipping up and down the road that isn't. And you're going to meet them.
Yeah.
Trade paint with them and be prepared. Know where you're. Make sure your vehicle is insured, that your driver's license is up to date, and the car is registered. Now, remember, if you borrow a car and it's not registered, it's not the owner's fault when you get in behind the wheel. All that shifts to you. So, you know, there are different things that happen, and God works in mysterious ways. But you know what? You don't have to, so use your turn signal. So
Yeah, that, I'm glad to hear you say, you know, I'm starting to teach my my freshman daughter how to drive. It's scary. But now I can tell her, you know, even the sheriff says they're, you know, you got to watch out for the other bad drivers.
Yes.
They're the ones to worry about.
There and you go.
Now I have something to back that up. I can say even the sheriff says that because that's what I've been telling her. I wanted to ask you, we chatted right before the show started and just let folks know something. You're involved with something that I've found myself now recruited into. Pies to the face this week, yes. Huh?
Yep. The Safeway.
Yeah, it's to raise money for Turkey Bucks. It's a team up with the food bank to feed a local family in need for the holidays. Sounds like I'm now going to be joining Sheriff Dutton, the mayor, someone with HPD, I think, is going to be there.
Yeah.
I think one of our county commissioners, maybe.
Yeah.
Is going to be down there. A couple of fire chiefs, all sorts of folks down there. I don't know how I found myself with the luminaries on that pie panel.
Well, you know,
they just had an open hole and they needed someone to fill it.
Well, no pun intended, but they come on down because Troy's got a face you can't miss. And it's bigger than mine. Well, with the hair. It's
my beard hair will never be the same.
I know.
That's going on at Safeway on Wednesday. It starts at noon, runs till 5.
They take your glasses off and give you a pair of safety glasses. I'll tell you.
Well, that's
that.
Good.
Yeah. And they're not the bug eye ones where, you know, they look like a dragonfly. It's right. A little smaller, but it's for a good cause. You feed people that, you know, are going through a tough time, and it's food share. They go out and the Turkey Bucks help buy food that make people's Thanksgiving that might not be able to have it. So it's worthwhile, and they'll give you a cheater line. I mean, show how good you are. Step back way back and see if you can hit us and go from there. I know that they have a line that if you're unsure, they want to make sure and get your money's worth, walk up. And you can't get right up there and touch somebody because that might be the odd spot. But anyway.
Sounds pretty close anyway. But I mean, I guess if you don't like our morning news show or if you just kind of disagree with the sheriff, you know, you can come throw pies in our
line
face.
Line forms at 11:45.
So that'll be fun. Again, that's going on at Safeway Wednesday. Starts at noon. So stop on down there. Really great cause. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not sure if I'm safer next to the sheriff because I'll take more of the fire, you know, just getting splatter. I'm not sure what's going to happen there, but it's going to be fun. We have to take a break. We might as well do it now. We'll get the sheriff some coffee.
Amen.
Then we'll be back with more on Coffee Break. I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
In today's always-on world, your business demands a simpler approach to network security. At Blackfoot Communications, we deliver state-of-the-art security solutions, from the perimeter to endpoint devices and remote data backup, for businesses across Montana. Ensure your company's network is online all the time. For more information, visit goblackfoot.com/security.
Welcome back in. This is Coffee Break. We took a coffee break. Sheriff's all filled up now. We've got Sheriff Leo Dutton here in the studio. Sheriff, one thing that happened here recently, the election. On that ballot, the measure that wound up passing, making county elections nonpartisan. As I recall, that's something you're kind of in favor of, so you got to be happy with those results.
Yeah, I was, 55-45%. I understand why there's a partisan issues in the legislature, but for local government, we don't pass policy as related to something that like the Republicans or the Democrats might want. I don't have the dispatch answer the phone 911. What's your party affiliation? We do it on a nonpartisan basis. We always have. Some people wanted the ability to know who you were, but I hope that they get a chance to know who the candidates are. I hope that a lot of people know who I am, what I stand for. And the important issue is how I treat them and how my staff does. Not it's not because I'm a Republican or a Democrat. It's because I'm a person that considers core values at the base of what we do. A lot of counties have gone to that, and you know the judges are nonpartisan. The chief of police is nonpartisan, even though the chief of police is not elected. And I have some friends that really feel that it was a mistake. I have some friends that feel that it was about time. So I sat back and let the voters decide where it was going to go. And yes, I was in favor of it. So now I'm nonpartisan. But I think when we go to take care of people, we always have been that way. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody votes. Not everybody, but as many as can vote. And I'm thankful for that, because that goes back into what we're celebrating today as Veterans Day. We can vote, and we can select who we want to represent us. And if I'm not doing a good job, then the voters are going to let me know.
Yeah, well, and talking about doing a good job, I guess, if we draw back a few weeks, the third person was found guilty in regards to the killings of that Helena Valley couple.
Yes.
Last year. Sentencing still ahead there, I believe, but has to be satisfying for you and for your department. Obviously, I mean, it's a horrific situation, but your people did their jobs and did their jobs to the utmost here.
They did their jobs very well. And kudos to them. Kudos to Leo Gallagher and his staff. That was a hard case. I didn't rush out there right away because I'm not supposed to. I'm supposed to let the people who are doing that, paid to do that and trained to do that, get in there and investigate. And they did a good job. The evidence team, the detectives, they got in and got started and didn't let up till we had all the suspects. They ran everything to ground. They found out. If they found out a lead, they traveled all the way to Arizona. They found people. They found other crimes related to it. They really worked hard. And it's not just that case. They do that with cases that they get now and cases that they've had before. But they did a great job. And the evidence collection team, we have a team that's specifically trained how to bag, tag, photograph, all those kind of things, and make sure that it's ready for trial. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Really is. If you don't think so, those of you old enough to remember the OJ trial, that was a huge issue about evidence handling and how it was presented and where it was in court. So it was a difficult scene. I did go out after it had been documented. I saw them. It was a horrific scene. And if you followed the court case or went in and listened to the testimony, you have heard some pretty bad things.
Yeah.
You know, it's not what we expect in our Helena area. And we have to come to grips with Helena growing. And I wish we didn't. I wish we could still have that same, 20, 30 years ago. You know, it's not that far off. We still have some people that do bad things, but Helena is not a crime-ridden city, nor is East Helena, nor is Lewis and Clark County. But we have crime, and we pursue it. So I hope people think that or understand we are doing our job. We, being the Sheriff's Office, the Helena Police, the East Helena Police, we are doing our job. And you know, there's always a bone to pick somewhere.
Sure.
There always is. And we do look at improving. I mean, it's not a stagnant type of atmosphere where we just exist. We look for opportunities to excel, and we find them.
Well, and there is, of course, got to be some semblance of closure, obviously for loved ones in these cases, but it has to be for law enforcement as well.
It is, because they worked hard. We felt we knew who the guilty parties were, and we gathered evidence. We followed the Constitution, and we prevailed in court. And that's the important part to realize is our job, the Constitution is not a restriction on the public. It's a restriction on us, and we followed it. Our job is to make sure that we uphold the tenets of that document. We did that. We did that properly, and we did it correctly, as we do each day. And I remind our staff each and every day, that is our job, is to make sure that we don't violate that and we still get convictions. We still do our job. We find the right person and we have the evidence. And we go to court. That's the system that works. That yeah. if you are going to convince 12 people that you are correct, then you have to do your job to do that. And, you know, we make jokes about defense attorneys, but, you know, it's part of our system. It's part of the Constitution that I believe if you look at the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution, that you are entitled to a defense. So that puts the onus on us to do a great job. And my staff do. They were relieved. They did receive closure on that they had done their job, and they saw a successful conclusion to it, because sometimes you don't.
Yeah. We're talking with Sheriff Leo Dutton on Coffee Break this morning. We've got about 5 minutes left, and something that I want to make sure that we get to before we run out of time. The folks that run your Facebook page, they do an excellent job of not only putting out the local information, but posting links to sort of law enforcement stories from all over the country that have value and that are important. And one they recently posted, it's a sad thing. Recent study putting police suicide rates at more than 160 last year. It's up for the third straight year. This is a problem.
Really is. That and veteran suicide. As long as we're talking mm-hmm. about suicide,
yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about veteran suicide and suicide in law enforcement. What causes that? We've had a lot of officers that have been shot and killed. I don't see anybody taking to the streets to protest. That bothers me. It really does. These people, these officers are being ambushed and killed. Now we talk about the suicide rate. Where does this hopelessness come from? What we've done here, and I know that other agencies are doing the same thing or are starting and continuing with a peer debriefing program where if something's really bothering you, you can go talk to a peer, and the peer is trained. It's not just, hey, let's go out and have a drink. This is go out and have a conversation, and the peer is trained to know that if they just need to vent, talk about what happened, they can do that. Or this is more serious, I think you need to see a mental health professional. They'll refer them on to that. It's confidential. Clearly, if you committed a crime, it is not. But those are the rare and almost never circumstances, but it has happened.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that we're going to have to start taking a look at what's the causal factors, what's the genesis of it. And I wish I knew what the genesis of suicide. There's been one of my closest friends growing up got clinically depressed and took his life in 2009. And I don't know. And I think once you're down in that swirl, that you think the world won't miss you, that you no longer have value. And I want to say to everybody, you do have value. Don't believe that. Don't believe that that the world is better off without you. Don't believe it for a minute. Not for a minute. You can do something good to someone.
Yeah.
You really can.
What can we as members of the public do for you guys? I mean, I think there's incredible support for law enforcement here in Helena, in Montana. Is there anything that we can do? I mean, there's got to be something, right?
There is something, and it doesn't cost a dime. And it's to say thank you. It's to do your best. It's incumbent upon you to be involved in your government. It's incumbent upon you to be able to express your opinions in a respectful manner. And I know that we get tired of preaching civility, but that's the core deal of it. What can you do? You as an individual can say, I can only change the world one person at a time. But do it. Don't say, well, those people shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say that. Let's start with keyboard warriors on the internet. You know, there's some people that I don't think would say some things to my face. Good luck. Come on over. Let's do it. And I think that you need to remember civility, because I wouldn't treat you like that. That's how come I don't think you'd treat me like that. But you have that ability to think that you're anonymous, so you can say nasty and mean things. Let's stop that. Say things. It's okay to disagree. It really is. You can disagree with somebody without being disloyal. and say, I don't share that opinion. My opinion is this. But when you get personal, that takes away what we stand for. And that's what takes away what veterans stand for. If you see somebody that you know that's acting different, say something. Yeah. Hey, you okay? You've been acting different. You can help there. And on Veterans Day, you can be involved. And on May 15th, you can be involved. That's the law enforcement day.
Yeah. Sheriff Leo Dutton, our guest this morning, just last few seconds before we finish up, I know you've been hiring folks at the detention center. Yes, there's still openings there?
Still openings, I believe. If not, get an application and right. We'll still be hiring.
Get on that waiting list, yes. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess that's another way to say thanks and to chip in is just become part of the family.
Become part of the family, and again, I'm going to say core values, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, it's a great place to work from the folks that I've talked to, an important place to work. And Sheriff, I appreciate all the work that you do out in the community keeping us safe.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks. I do a good job because I have a great staff that does a good job, and they make me look good. Thanks, yeah. Staff.
And if you don't think that he's doing a good job, go on Wednesday and throw a pie in his face.
Pay your bucks and a turkey bucks. Get on over there and bring a pie.
We'll see you on Wednesday at Safeway. We'll see you on Coffee Break here tomorrow. I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.